The Kenyan company turning trash into cash. CNT Live. Piers Potter, London. Momo Pencils, based in Athi River, Machakos County, came up with an effective way to reduce the number of trees cut down every year to make simple writing pencils. The company, headed by brothers Muhammad Omari and Rashid Omari, sources its raw materials, in this case glue and old newspapers, locally. The company, headed by brothers Muhammad Omari and Rashid Omari, sources its raw materials, in this case glue and old newspapers, locally. They currently import the graphite. According to CEO Muhammad Omari, the old newspapers cost them just KSH 70, 70 cents, to KSH 100, $1, per kilogram. He says the price of the finished product depends on the quality and quantity, but it ranges from KSH 15 to up to KSH 50 per pencil. At the Momo Pencil Factory, old newspapers are put through 18 different processes to produce funky, water-resistant pencils that they say can last up to 3 times longer than ordinary pencils. The pencils are sold to schools, corporate firms, government agencies and through a number of retailers. Omari, who co-founded the eco-friendly alternative product in 2019, notes that growth in the education and private sectors is driving overall demand. About 100 million pencils are imported every year, Omari tells RFI's Africa Calling. By using recycled newspapers, we are helping protect the environment by reducing littering and the number of trees being cut to produce wooden pencils. Invented centuries ago, pencils have stood the test of time and remain popular even in the electronic age of smartphones and computers. Pencils are an important part of life, they're used for sketching, drawing and in schools. The United Nations says some 8 million trees are cut down every year to make pencils, contributing to deforestation. Came up with an effective way to reduce the number of trees cut down every year to make simple writing pencils. If you look at the present day, we are suffering from climate action and the best way is to reduce the number of trees that are cut for any purpose, he says. So, for that matter, 82,000 trees that are cut every year to make pencils, we provide an alternative. We take the newspaper and turn it into a viable product which is a pencil, providing an option for those people to use instead of wooden pencils. The process of making pencils starts with newspaper collection. The newspapers are cut into the right size, then graphite is glued to the pieces. The pieces of newspapers and graphite are then put into a roller, which rolls and compresses them into pencils. They're then left in the sun for 3 days to dry off. They're lastly put into a final compressor, sharpened and packaged. Muhammad says in the next 5 years, the company aims to ensure every child in Kenya will use their pencils. We want each and every child in Kenya who goes to school to use our pencils and at the same time, be able to plant a tree through our pencil. That way we will reduce the number of trees cut, he says. We will also provide an option and reduce the number of wooden pencils in the market. Sustainability consultant and climate change expert Nixon Atino believes such efforts will reduce the number of trees cut down, while at the same time reducing the amount of waste paper that's dumped or burnt. 8 million trees are cut down every year to make pencils, and that contributes to deforestation and climate change. Also, about 85 billion tons of waste paper are generated every year and 32 billion tons of this waste paper is dumped and burnt down. Now, this contributes also to climate change, but on the other side, we can address climate change by making pencils from recycled paper, he says. According to the UN, over 13 million hectares of forests are lost annually to deforestation, out of which 36% is for paper manufacturing and 42% is for manufacturing timber-based products that constitutes about 18 to 20 billion pencils. Yesterday's news, tomorrow's pencils. CNT Live. Piers Potter, London. Please share and subscribe to our channel. www.cntlive.com